Hi, I'm Sarah Clark, Artistic and Development Associate at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company and a member of the cast of Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some, on stage now through December 27th. Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some is exactly what it sounds like. It is four actors, and a slightly tipsy Santa Claus who get together and decide to tell every Christmas story ever told. So it's a great way to get all of your favorites in one go. You know, the show's very tight, it's about 90 minutes, and you get to see Rudolph and Frosty and It's a Wonderful Life and Christmas Carol and all that good stuff. So myself and Justin McCombs and Billy Chase were sort of the three-man team that does most of the onstage action, and Miranda McGee plays our Santa Claus. It really sort of depends on which story we're telling as to how many characters we play. The fun part for me is I get a chance in Act Two to play both George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life and Scrooge in Christmas Carol, and then the boys have a good time kind of messing with me playing all of the other characters. And throughout, I will say Justin tends to play women more often than anybody else. If you have seen the show before, you've always got to come back because we do change one major element every year, and that's what we do with fruitcake. So we do a nice little send-up of fruitcake. It tends to be topical, and you know, I'm not telling, so you gotta come see the show to see what we're riffing on this year. For more information about Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some, go to wvxu.org. Right now, I'm reading How to Be a Woman by Caitlin Moran. How to Be a Woman is part memoir, part sort of new feminist manifesto, and it's hilarious. You know, she's laugh out loud funny. She sort of takes you from her early puberty and has a lot of really funny anecdotes about her own adolescence, and then talks a lot about, you know, just sort of what it is to be a woman in today's world, you know, and it's everything from figuring out how to combat sexism in the workplace to, you know, hair removal and all of those fun and goofy trials that we, the fairer sex, have to deal with. It's How to Be a Woman by Caitlin Moran.